And you're with me, Harry. That all right?
Said Hagrid, looking a little anxious.
We'll be on the bike. Brooms and thestrels can't take me weight, see? Not a lot of room on the seat with me on it, though, so you'll be in the sidecar.
That's great, said Harry, not altogether truthfully.
We think the Death Eaters will expect you to be on a broom, said Moody, who seemed to guess how Harry was feeling. Snape's had plenty of time to tell them everything about you he's never mentioned before, so if we do run into any Death Eaters, we're betting they'll choose one of the Potters who look at home on a broomstick. All right, then, he went on, tying up the sack with the fake Potter's clothes in it and leading the way back to the door. I make it 3 minutes until we're supposed to leave. No point locking the back door, it won't keep the Death Eaters out when they come looking. Come on!
Harry hurried into the hall to fetch his rucksack, firebolt, and Hedwig's cage before joining the others in the dark back garden. On every side, broomsticks were leaping into hands. Hermione had already been helped up onto a great black thestral by Kingsley, Fleur onto the other by Bill. Hagrid was standing ready beside the motorbike, goggles on. Is this it? Is this Sirius's bike?
The very same, said Hagrid, beaming down at Harry. And the last time you was on it, Harry, I could fit you in one hand.
Harry could not help but feel a little humiliated as he got into the sidecar. It placed him several feet below everybody else. Ron smirked at the sight of him sitting there like a child in a bumper car. Harry stuffed his rucksack and broomstick down by his feet and rammed Hedwig's cage between his knees. It was extremely uncomfortable.
Arthur's done a bit of tinkering, said Hagrid,
quite oblivious to Harry's discomfort. He settled himself astride the motorcycle, which creaked slightly and sank inches into the ground.
It's got a few tricks up its handlebars now. That one was my idea.
He pointed a thick finger at a purple button near the speedometer.
Please be careful, Hagrid, said Mr. Weasley, who was standing beside them holding his broomstick. I'm still not sure that was advisable, and it's certainly only to be used in emergencies. All right, then, said Moody. Everyone ready, please. I want us all to leave at exactly the same time, or the whole point of the diversion's lost.
Everybody mounted their brooms.
Out tight now, Ron, said Tonks,
and Harry saw Ron throw a furtive, guilty look at Lupin before placing his hands on either side of her waist. Hagrid kicked the motorbike into life. It roared like a dragon, and the sidecar began to vibrate.
Good luck, everyone! Shouted Moody. See you all in about an hour at the Burrow. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3!
There was a great roar from the motorbike, and Harry felt the sidecar give a nasty lurch. He was rising through the air, fast, his eyes watering slightly, hair whipped back off his face. Around him, brooms were soaring upward, too. The long black tail of a thestral flicked past. His legs, jammed into the sidecar by Hedwig's cage and his rucksack, were already sore and starting to go numb. So great was his discomfort that he almost forgot to take a last glimpse of No. 4 Privet Drive. By the time he looked over the edge of the sidecar, he could no longer tell which one it was. Higher and higher they climbed into the sky. And then, out of nowhere, out of nothing, they were surrounded. At least 30 hooded figures, suspended in midair, formed a vast circle in the midst of which the Order members had risen, oblivious. Screams, a blaze of green light on every side. Hagrid gave a yell and the motorbike rolled over. Harry lost any sense of where they were. Streetlights above him, yells around him. He was clinging to the sidecar for dear life. Hedwig's cage, the firebolt, and his rucksack slipped from beneath his knees.
No! Hedwig!
The broomstick spun to earth, but he just managed to seize the strap of his rucksack and the top of the cage as the motorbike swung the right way up again. A second's relief, and then another burst of green light. The owl screeched and fell to the floor of the cage.
No! No!
The motorbike zoomed forward. Harry glimpsed hooded Death Eaters scattering as Hagrid blasted through their circle.
Hedwig! Hedwig!